British business leaders react to the Prime Minister's Brexit deal. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vivienne Nunis, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Business leaders here in Britain have been having their say on the so-called divorce deal that Prime Minister Theresa May has negotiated over Brexit. Uncertainty around whether the draft deal will pass through Parliament caused the pound to slide yesterday, and many companies are preparing for a range of scenarios for when Britain formally leaves the European Union in March next year. Warren East is the CEO of Rolls-Royce, which makes aerospace, marine and submarine engines.
We are preparing for an exit from the EU without an agreement in place. And we know that that might be disruptive. And that's why we're taking the contingency measures that we have to take. We are going to continue with our contingency plans. And that includes buffer stocks so that we have all the logistical capacity that we need to carry on running our business.
He says it's vital that British companies retain the ability to trade easily with Europe.
I think any deal is better than no deal, giving us a framework for how we're going to work in future. And when it is an agreement, it will provide certainty. I'm putting forward a fairly sort of unashamed business-centric view, and there are many agendas here. But for our business, the UK is very important. Aerospace Partners, however, are based in Europe, and so it's very important that we're able to continue to trade easily with Europe.
Rolls-Royce CEO Warren East. Let's do the numbers. After its biggest one-day drop for more than 2 years yesterday, the pound has recovered slightly. Asian shares were mixed as hopes for a thaw in the US-China trade war were tempered by disappointing results in the tech sector. Japan Airlines is taking new measures to make sure its pilots are under the legal alcohol limit when they fly. It comes after one of their pilots was arrested at Heathrow Airport here in London for being drunk. The BBC's Faria Masood has more.
The pilot Katsutoshi Jitsukawa was arrested last month after a test showed he was 9 times over the legal limit. It's not the first time one of the company's pilots have been caught drunk on the job. Since August last year, there have been 19 cases where Japan Airlines pilots have failed the company's alcohol tests, according to a spokesperson. 12 flights were delayed as a result, with the remaining 7 operating on time only because alternative crew members were found. Under the new measures, all of Japan Airlines pilots will be required to take a breath test before departing from international airports. Other airlines have also had recent trouble with intoxicated pilots. A British Airways pilot who turned up for work after drinking 3 double vodkas was jailed earlier this year. While in India, a pilot was recently barred from flying for 3 years after he failed an alcohol test.
The BBC's Faria Masood reporting there. How many people do you know who still watch TV in black and white? None? Well, here in Britain, half a century after colour broadcasting began, 7,000 people say that's what they do. Now, cynics might say that's because people who watch in black and white pay less in mandatory TV licensing fees. But what if there is a tiny section of the population that prefers TV the old way? Edward Tenner, a researcher at Princeton, is the author of the book Why Things Bite Back.
There are people who just stay with what they have, but there are also people, sometimes technically sophisticated people, who have sound reasons to at least have a part of their lives in analog. For example, there are still many, many enthusiasts of vinyl records, and there are even companies now that are selling vinyl records again, and people say that vinyl records and tube amplifiers will have a warmer sound. They don't like the artifacts they believe are introduced by digital recording. There are many people who like analog, sometimes for aesthetic reasons. Some people don't really like the perfection of digital. There's a school of thought that's similar to the Japanese idea of wabi-sabi, that there's something is a little bit worn and old, the way cracked cups would be put together and the seams would be filled with gold leaf. There are all kinds of reasons for keeping to old technology.
Edward Tenner says he himself is a fan of older model tech.
I have still not bought a flat screen television. I still use a last generation Trinitron Toshiba television. I also watch films on Blu-ray and streaming on an HD monitor. And what I find is that there's something about the color and the contrast in the direct view cathode ray tube that makes up for the lack of detail. And I often really prefer it. I think there are often technical reasons. For example, older recordings were not made with auto-tune, and auto-tune makes for a certain kind of perfection. But I was just reading the obituary of one of the Beatles engineers, and he was saying that this is a nice error. So sometimes these imperfections in analog media add a lot of charm to things, that they're psychologically very appealing in ways that can't be quantified with the usual tests.
Princeton researcher Edward Tenner there. And finally, scientists are set to change the way the kilogram is defined. Currently, it's measured by the weight of a platinum-based ingot locked away in a safe in Paris. But its weight has changed over the years as it's deteriorated. Researchers are soon expected to vote in favour of defining a kilogram in terms of an electric current instead. You can listen to our podcast, Marketplace Morning Report, wherever you find yours online. In London, I'm Vivienne Nunes with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.